Looking through the eight candidates' platforms, they're largely the same. Most of those running are progressive Democrats. That's not surprising for California, which has a Democratic governor, Senate, and Assembly. It's also not surprising for District 18, which includes most of Oakland, as well as Alameda and San Leandro. The one Republican in the race is Stephen Slauson, an 81-year-old who lost by a landslide in the last two elections. There's also James Aguilar, a 21-year-old member of the Alameda County School Board, Eugene Canson, a public health policy analyst with the California Black Health Network, Joel Britton, a retail worker at Walmart, and Victor Aguilar, the vice mayor of San Leandro. The leading three candidates are all Democrats. Social justice attorney Janani Ramachandran is a tenant in Oakland. She supports Medicare for All, a $22 minimum wage, and the Green New Deal. She is strongly against the proposed A's ballpark at the Port of Oakland for three reasons.
First, the 85,000 jobs at the port that exist. They're well-paid, mostly unionized jobs that are at stake. Second, gentrification. West Oakland has really borne the brunt of environmental racism over the years of, you know, condos coming in and kicking out longtime community members that have been living there. So this project to me is not only about a sports team, it's about the 3,000 market rate condominiums that it's also going to include. And finally, the cost. You know, taxpayers will bear the burden of over $1 billion. And when I think about what that $1 billion of mostly Oakland taxpayer money could go towards, you know, it's certainly far outweighs any of these supposed community benefits.
Ramachandran is backed by Congressman Ro Khanna and the Sunrise Movement. Alameda Vice Mayor Malia Vella also has a progressive platform focusing on the environment, police reform, family-friendly policies, and affordable housing. She bounced her new baby on her lap while speaking at a candidates forum put on by Holy Names College and the Oakland Post.
There is a great need for housing. And I know that developers love to make proposals for 100% luxury condos. We see that all the time at the local level. What allows us to push back on that is a robust process that allows for community input and comment. In the city of Alameda, and while I've been on council, I've always pushed back to make sure that we have inclusionary housing, including 20 to 25% affordable and low-income and very low-income housing.
Mia Bonta, Rob Bonta's wife, is president of the Alameda Unified School District. She has raised more money than all the other candidates combined, about $750,000 if you include her super PAC. Opponents say this shows she's sympathetic to business interests, but she says the spending is necessary to get the word out about the special election and that it demonstrates her broad range of supporters. Her campaign focuses on homelessness and education and emphasizes her personal background.
I'm a Black Latina candidate who is running in a district who hasn't seen another Black woman be a part of the California State Assembly since Barbara Lee in Northern California over 20 years ago. And I think representation matters. And I believe that I have the experience of not only lived experience, work experience, and the relationships to be able to build on in Sacramento, as well as in our district, to be able to be a strong representative and a progressive voice for our district.
Congresswoman Barbara Lee and Senator Alex Padilla are endorsing her. The special election takes place June 29th. If none of the eight candidates wins more than 50% of the vote, then the top two will go to a runoff on August 31st. The winner will finish out Rob Bonta's term, which goes through December 2022. In Oakland, I'm Catherine Monahan for KPFA.